Joining me live over the phone today is Director Brian Nesbitt with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department and our monthly update from the Game and Fish. Good morning, Director. How are you today?
I'm very well, Duke.
I appreciate you taking some time today. And, well, here we are into November, kind of the tail end of the hunting season. Seems like everything went pretty well.
Yeah, I've been hearing good reports from the field and for both big game and also upland game birds. I've heard great reports from the field. I think people have had a pretty good hunting season, and there's a little concern going in because it's for a lot of the state, you know, we've had 2 years of droughty conditions but anyway, it sounds like people had a good hunting season, at least to this point.
Well, of course, one of the big things that you watch out for during this time of year is chronic wasting disease and CWD. And it sounds like, unfortunately, a couple new hunt areas had reports of CWD. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And it, you know, certainly disappointing, but I wouldn't say it was a surprise. We've seen, you know, over the years that positive CWD, specifically elk and deer have kind of moved across the state. The disease prevalence has slowly creeped its way from the east to the west. And so, yeah, it wasn't a surprise. We'd seen, one or two cases of CWD in mule deer there, south of Pinedale. And so this elk positive wasn't necessarily a surprise.
Gotcha. And so what does this mean? I mean, of course, this is something that you continue to watch and monitor. What is the protocol, I guess, when you find a case and what takes place?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things that is most helpful is just to be able to assess what the prevalence of the disease is. And that's why we ask hunters to help us by providing samples, because it's hard to make any kind of decision on any kind of next steps if we don't know, you know, how prevalent it is. There, you know, unfortunately with CWD, there's not a silver bullet. And so we do have a plan in place that kind of addresses based on where it shows up and in what form, you know, how we respond to that. But there's really not a way to cure it or to actually, you know, vaccinate animals or anything like that against CWD.
Speaking with Director Brian Nesbitt this morning with the Wyoming Game and Fish, and of course, kind of intertwined in this whole conversation with chronic wasting disease is the feed grounds and a couple of those over on this side of the state and heading into that time of year. So maybe an update. We've talked about the feed grounds, and that's kind of become a topic of conversation as well in relation to diseases and how to continue with those feed grounds. What's the latest there when it comes to management of elk feed grounds during the winter months?
Yeah, so we've taken an approach of looking at a long-term feed ground management plan, and we've been putting together, large groups of stakeholders, that, you know, of all different types of people that are interested in feed grounds. And that the phase two of this whole project is going to kick off next Tuesday. And really the charge for the group is going to be to take some time, study all the information we know about feed ground management, and to provide some recommendations to the department on what our long-term plan should be. And that, like I said, that kicks off next week. And the other thing that may be of some interest to your listeners is we had some may have heard about the Del Creek feed ground and a court decision. Essentially, we had a court decision last week that indicated that our permit there to feed on the Forest Service lands had expired. And so we have worked with the Forest Service to get a temporary permit for this coming winter. And so I think we're going to be in good shape to be able to continue feeding on that,
okay,
on that particular feed ground.
That's Director Brian Nesbitt, Wyoming Game and Fish. Director, anything else Game and Fish related you wanted to mention while we have you on the air this morning?
Hey, you know, one thing I did think of, I just had the opportunity the other night to attend an event over in Laramie at the Hobbs School where we had a really great example of partnership for mule deer. And, you know, the Wyoming range has been, you know, it's one of the crown jewel mule deer herds in the state, and there's been a lot of great research that's gone on there, and a lot of great conservation organizations as well as the university has put a lot of money into learning more about mule deer. And last week we learned that there's even more coming, and Muley Fanatic Foundation provided basically a grant to the Hobbs School and Dr. Kevin Monteith to do even more research on mule deer. And that's certainly of interest for the Game and Fish. And I know a lot of sportsmen, I hear about it all the time. Sportsmen are worried about what's going on with mule deer. So That's probably what I know today, Duke.
Okay. Well, while we're talking about that grant, tell us more about the Muley Fanatics. I know we have a couple of great local chapters of that here. For those that maybe aren't as familiar with them, tell us who they are and how the Game and Fish partners with them and kind of what those goals are.
Yeah, I tell you what, Muley Fanatics is one of our closest partners. They really are focused on raising money for specifically mule deer, but a lot of the projects they participate in and partner on benefit a lot of other wildlife species, but they are really focused on generating money and putting it on the ground, and that's kind of their mantra, is that they actually go out and put real money on the ground. This grant last week was $250,000 over 5 years to pay for a grad student to do additional research, and it's an organization that has expanded beyond the borders of Wyoming, but this is their home and this is where they started. And they have a lot of members in Wyoming. A lot of your listeners are members of Muley Foundation.
Absolutely. That's Director Brian Nesvik this morning with the Wyoming Game and Fish. Director, thank you so much for your time today.